come to the place, to the one who raised from the dead. Oh, come and see the risen King.
Hello, this is Misty Reese, and I would like to welcome you this day as I share with you the things of the kingdom of God. It is my hope that in sharing, you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in believing, you find life through the name of Jesus. Hello, this is Misty Reese, and I would like to welcome you back this week to this program. And I would like to get started a little bit differently than we usually do. And I would like to begin with a song. This song is called God Sacrificed the Lamb, and it is by the Sweet 16, and that includes all of our ministers of music ministering in this song. And I will be back.
I've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. I've been made whole. God sacrificed the Lamb. God gave me life by His resurrection power. And clear to me through victory in Him there is no end. I've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. I've been made whole. God sacrificed the Lamb.
Chapter 15, talking about the gospel. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand. Verse 2, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. You have to keep it in memory. Let's look at three. So what is the gospel? What was preached? What was received? What are we told to stand in and not believe in vain? For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received. And here is the gospel. Here is what was preached. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Do you see that there are three steps in that gospel? It's not just Jesus died, and I'm going to show you that in a little bit. Let's look at verse 13. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. Verse 14, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain. It's empty. And your faith is also vain. Look at 17. This is why it is important to not leave Jesus on the cross. To not believe and stop there. Jesus died for my sins. And that's it. Because look, if you don't preach this to yourself, if you don't make this part of what you believe and you remind yourself of, your telling about Jesus is going to be in vain and your faith is going to be in vain. And look what happens in 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. And we said that was empty. It's profitless. And look, you are yet in your sins. If you are preaching Jesus, if you are sharing about Jesus and you leave him on that cross, then you have totally disregarded that he rose from the dead. And you know what is in that resurrection? The power of God. You know what is in the resurrection? Life. You know what is in that resurrection? You being forgiven of those sins, those iniquities, those perversities, whatever he did on that cross. And we're going to look at that in a minute. Let's look at Luke 24. Let's look at 46. So look, this is why it is important to preach Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. 46. And said unto them, and this is Jesus speaking, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ. It was necessary. Thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. That's Jesus speaking. 47. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Do you know you can't preach the repentance and the remission of sins and say that you're forgiven and you're healed if you have not preached that he was risen from the dead? If you have left him on that cross dead, well, there's no life in that. He's still dead on the cross. And we just read in Corinthians, let's look back at that. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins. And you know what? I said this just a bit ago. You know what's in that resurrection? The power of God. You know what's in that resurrection? Life. You know what's in that resurrection? You being cleansed and healed and forgiven. And all those things that Jesus performed on that cross. Romans 1:16, and this is something I share every week when I preach to you the gospel. For I am not ashamed. I'm not afraid to trust in it. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, and to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. That gospel is not leaving Jesus on the cross. That gospel is the power of God. That gospel is when God raised him from the dead, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So what did he do? What God accomplished on that cross for us to believe and for us to have power over and for us to be able to walk in? Let's look at Isaiah 53, verse 3. And this is talking about Jesus. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But, verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's what was accomplished on the cross. That's what Jesus did on the cross. If you leave him there and you don't preach that the rest of that, he was buried and rose again, guess where he's at? He's still dead on the cross. There's no life in that. There's no power of God in that. He's just there with all that on him, producing nothing. The gospel is power. Let's go back and look at what Romans said. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto my salvation and to everyone that believeth. You know, years ago, when I was a small girl, all through my teenage years and even into some of my adulthood, I was a constantly sick kid. I had nosebleeds frequently, probably I could say weekly, and they were intense nosebleeds, extreme bleeding that could be really scary sometimes. And I was always sick of something. If I had a runny nose, there was always someone there to say, oh, it sounds like you're getting sick. You better take something for it. And that became what I believed. If I had any little ailment, I automatically started believing, well, it's probably this, or it's probably the flu, or oh, I feel bad. Because that's what I would believe. So it would manifest. I would feed whatever I was believing. I would feed it. Then I went through a series of, I started getting nervous a lot when we would have storms in Oklahoma. That was a frequent thing in the spring. And I became very nervous where I couldn't sleep. Thunder would scare me, and it got so bad that I would be really sick in the bathroom. I mean, it was tormenting. And so I began to have to take a type of formula to medicate myself so I could stay calm and not shake. I would literally just shake of fear till I got sick. When I was in middle school and high school, I was an avid basketball player. My summers, my school years were spent playing ball, and there became issues where I couldn't breathe and I was struggling with my breathing. So let's go to the doctor. There were many things that had begun to manifest themselves, extreme allergies. I grew up on a very large farming area, and there was hay meadows. We baled hay. It was tormenting. And I went through years of this, like I said, even into my adulthood with some of those things. And you know what? I didn't believe what was in Isaiah. I didn't know what the gospel was, that you had to preach that also after Jesus died, that he was buried and he rose again. I didn't know that's where the power of God was. I didn't know that the power of God was available today. It's not, let me write it out through the rest of my life and one day when I get to heaven. No way. It's for right now. For right now. Jesus doesn't do anything mediocre. Just let him write it out. One day they'll be with me. The power of God is for right now. Well, I didn't know that. But let me tell you something. There came the day when I started getting a hold of that. There came the day when I started believing that gospel, when I started believing what was accomplished on that cross, when I started believing, well, then he rose again. He rose again and he's alive. And I'm healed when I believe it, when I believe what he did, and when I believe that he rose again and what was accomplished in all that. When I believed that that was the power of God. Well, I started getting a hold of that one day. And let me tell you something. Guess who quit getting sick? Guess who quit having every ailment come along? Guess who started getting to enjoy some things when I went out in the hay meadows or went to see my parents or wherever it was, someone mowing a grass, mowing the yard. Guess who got to not have those things affect me anymore? Me. Because I started saying, your word says this, and I believe it. So I need to see it manifest. And you know what? When I would believe, those things stop affecting me. And then I had a hold of that. What do you choose to believe? Do you choose to believe how you feel, all those ailments? Do you feed that? Or do you feed yourself with the things of God? Do you feed yourself with the word of God? Do you feed yourself with the things that Jesus said? It depends on whatever you choose to feed. If you choose to feed all that other and believe it, well, guess what? You're going to believe it and it's going to end up happening. Or you can choose to believe unto righteousness, the things that was provided through the gospel. And like I said, oh, there's things that people try to still speak on me, and I may not say anything out loud, or I can, but there's many times I sit there and I'll say, I resist that in the name of Jesus. That is a lie, because I'm not going to yield to those lies. I believe what was accomplished on that cross. I believe that Jesus died and he was buried and he rose again, and that is the power of God. That is where the life is. You know, there was a time a few years ago, I was home by myself and I was getting ready, and I started having some physical pains that tried to scare me. The devil was trying to scare me and tell me, nobody's here, you're by yourself, this is getting ready to happen, you're getting ready to die, because of the type of pains I was experiencing. And I sat right there and I said, shut up, that is a lie and that is not true. And I said, and besides that, I know where I'm going. And do you know, just like that, immediately that pain stopped and left. Because I was speaking to, I talked about this last time, speaking to a spirit, speaking to a method of the devil. And we read that last time in Ephesians. That's what those things are. They come along and they try to find a way to get to you, to scare you, and then get a hold. And then you start believing it. Well, I'm telling you, believe the gospel. It's okay to speak it out, to speak it to Jesus and say, this is what was said. This is what's in your word. This is what I heard Misty say you did for her. Do it for me. Because I've been down that road and I've said that my own self. This is what you did for this person. Do it for me. So I encourage you to fight the good fight of faith and believe what the gospel has accomplished for you. Not what the lies of the devil, the methods of the devil are. Believe the gospel. Believe what it says in Romans. It is the power of God unto your salvation. Whatever you need, whatever you need. If you need to not feel like you're getting sick, then believe the gospel. If you feel a tummy ache coming on or you're a nervous wreck and freaking out, get a hold of yourself and believe the gospel. Because I'm telling you, I've been down every road you can imagine on that. And I have seen that power of God work when I believe. This last song I would like to share with you is an oldie, but it's been renewed a little bit. And it's one of my favorite songs. And it is by Paul Peters. And it is called Jesus Paid It All. And I will be back.
Savior, say, thy strength indeed is small. watch and pray. Find in me that all in all. Oh, Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain.
Joining me today. I look forward to hearing from you. I would like to hear if the power of God is working in your life, or if you're endeavoring to believe it, and if you have received the Lord Jesus through believing the gospel. You can listen and stay tuned on how to contact me. Until next time, keep believing, and God bless you. Thank you for joining me today. I would love to hear from you. You may email me at mistyreesewateroflife@gmail.com. That's MISTYREESE, wateroflife@gmail.com. Or you may write to me at Misty Reese, care of Water of Life Church, P.O. Box 861327, Plano, Texas, 75086.
In the blood.